Right. Okay. Well, now let's talk about metastatic squamous. Same thing, older, younger, symptomatic, asymptomatic, but particularly PD-L1 levels and exactly what you would like to do.
Well, for squamous, the first step is the same, looking on the PD-L1 level. If it's high, this is a candidate for pembrolizumab mono. If it's in between, this would be a combination candidate. Chemotherapy with pembrolizumab currently, these are the best data that we have. If we have PD-L1 zero, we have the KEYNOTE-407. This was carboplatin, nab-paclitaxel or paclitaxel plus or minus pembrolizumab. And this is the trial which showed an improvement in progression-free survival and overall survival. So in this group of in-between patients, clearly the combination would be my favorite. In the group of negatives, if there is a sign of tumor mutational burden, if there is a high tumor mutational burden, again, I also would consider to use the combination of nivolumab and ipilimumab because this tumor mutational burden is completely independent from histology. So we do see this in non-squamous as well as in squamous cell histology.